The event format is more like a fireside chat, according to guest speaker David Patruck. Miles Radiman, the founder of Park City Leadership, will join Patruck on stage and they'll take audience questions. Radiman has devoted 23 years to developing and conducting the Park City Leadership Program. They'll focus the discussion on what makes a good leader in today's fast-changing technical world.
Most of us who lead organizations in today's world, business organizations, not-for-profit organizations, our legitimacy comes from our talent, our ability to inspire people, our ability to have people want to follow and be a part of whatever vision we're trying to bring into reality.
The Park City Leadership Program is designed to expose ordinary people to leadership skills and attitudes. It's supported by the city as a mechanism to engage the community, to build more local activism, and encourage service. Having led the investment firm Charles Schwab, Patruck has perspective on the qualities needed in leaders of the future.
And we all know people in our lives who are like this, who people gravitate to what they have to say, and they say it in a way that is inclusive, it's inspiring, and you want to be a part of whatever they're doing. And that's a learned talent. We're not born with that. We have to learn how to do that.
Patruck says people don't really like change, and that with the coming technology, everything is going to get faster, smarter, and more automated. He says society needs to learn about personal humanity and how it blends with the fast-changing benefits of the high-tech world.
Only going to get bigger and faster, and I think better. Others may not, but I'm on the board of Intel. I see the technology that's in our pipeline that's going to be coming out, where we're going with data centers, where we're going with artificial intelligence, where we're going with, if not self-driving cars in the next 10 years, we're going to have cars that do a lot of the driving, if not all of the driving. And when we're on the highway, most of us will not be driving our cars anymore.
Patruck says jobs will change. Manufacturing, he says, will evolve, but teaching, he thinks, will always be a human activity.
We need more educators. We need more people to help our community build skills in new areas. We need to retrain people. We need to change the way we educate. We educate. The schools teach the same stuff now that they taught 25 years ago, when they should be teaching new skills and talents that are appropriate for a high-tech world.
This year's free community leadership lecture is Monday from 7 to 9 at the Jim Santee Auditorium. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.